This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. There was a lawsuit filed in the U.S. District Court out in San Francisco yesterday that's going to be of interest to a whole lot of television watchers out here. The Federal Trade Commission is going after DirecTV for, in essence, advertising one price and charging another. That what customers saw advertised and what they ultimately paid were not the same thing. DirecTV, for its part, says people knew exactly what they were buying. There are lots of companies offering deals in the cable and satellite television business, but trying to figure out which are deals and which aren't? Yeah, that's where it gets complicated. Marketplace's Nova Sappho has more.
Follow me to the great state of New Hampshire, where it's still winter, but that's beside the point. James Buffetti runs New Hampshire Attorney General's Consumer Protection Bureau, and he says pay TV companies register among the top 10 most complained about businesses.
People have complaints about the advertising of promotional packages, and they don't actually find that that's what they're being charged by the company.
Buffetti says a lot of these complaints get resolved, and they're usually misunderstandings between consumer and company. And he says to break the law, companies have to be more willful.
A lack of disclosure about significant terms in a business deal could be unfair or deceptive.
The Federal Trade Commission is basically accusing DirecTV of doing something like that, that the fine print in their promotional offers was too fine. DirecTV denies that.
We certainly are in an era of increasingly complex offers.
Ian Olgerson of SNL Kagan says that applies across the board in the industry. Part of his job is to regularly comparison shop between pay TV providers. And he says even he, an analyst, gets confused.
It is difficult to gain absolute clarity on a customer service call as to what your bill will be.
One of the reasons for this, says Laura Martin of Needham & Company, is that pay TV providers themselves are paying more for all those channels.
So we're getting margin pressure in the video part of the business as programming costs rise faster than prices can be passed through to consumers.
So expect those promotional offers to keep on coming. As for our bills, we'll have to keep a close eye on them. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.